with straight edge razors.
Bob, if you weren't going to fire live ammunition at something, you'd just be firing blank?
Blank shells or blank cartridges.
Alright. And children's toys, now, out in the yard, they might have a toy that's balanced in the middle, and that one child would sit on each end of a long plank, and it would go back and forth like this. What would that be called?
Seesaw.
And if they were doing that, you said the children are out...
Seesawing.
And then there's another kind of a thing that uses a limber plank, but they build up blocks or something at each end, or maybe a stump at each end, and lay a long limber plank across it, and children jump up and down in the middle. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Don't believe so.
Have you ever seen one that it's stationary in the middle and children jump up and down each end?
No, I don't think I have.
Alright. And what about something like a plank that's anchored in the middle and you spin around on it?
Yeah, I think I've seen those, but I don't know the term.
Well, what's a merry-go-round?
What is a merry-go-round? Anything that goes in a circular fashion, I guess.
Is that a toy?
It could be.
For children? Is that something you use?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen something like that at home, you know, with just one board that spins around?
I don't think I have.
Well, they call different things. Some people call it a flying jenny or a whirl gig or something like that. Have you ever, or any of those, you've never heard of anything like that?
No.
Alright. What's the child's toy that they sit and they go back and forth? It has two ropes hanging from a tree limb or something.
A swing.
Alright. And if you didn't have firewood to heat your house, you know, you might use coal or something. So what would you haul the coal inside with?
A coal bucket.
And is that what you'd keep it in beside the fireplace or the heater? Would that be a coal bucket too?
Yeah, or coal bin, I guess you could.
But if you just sat down the bucket, it'd still be a
coal bucket.
And what runs from the stove to the chimney? If you had a heater or a wood stove or something.
Stove pot.
Now, is that the same thing as the flue?
I guess it could be, although I think of the flu as being the outer limits of this pipe as to where it's vented outside of the roof of the house.
Yes.
I think more of a flu as being that than I do as part of the pipe.
Yes. Well, what about on the front of an old-fashioned raised stove? You might have a little something. Oh, raised place there on the front of the stove? Not right on the floor. It might be metal. It might get real hot. It'd be the what?
The bottom part of the stove that would take care of the ashes, I guess, if you were burning coal or wood in it.
Well, you know, if you have a fireplace, this part of it on the floor sticks out into the room.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Hearth.
So, if you have a hearth or a fireplace, can you have one on a wood stove too?
Oh, I guess you could.